Let's start, Gary, with the congratulations and welcome to Baltimore.
Thank you very much. Very excited. You know, it's an opportunity to get going here again with a great franchise and working for a wonderful man in John. So I'm very excited, and thanks for having me.
Kind of interesting how this came together. Really, we're talking 48, 72 hours?
Yeah, it really has been. It's just been a few days, and spent a lot of time with John last night at his house, Rick and I, and just listened to his vision and what he saw going on. Really was very impressive to me, and got my juices flowing. I know I'm ready to go.
Obviously, you've come to Baltimore a few times. The Ravens have gone to Houston. So there is some familiarity, out-of-division familiarity of playoff meetings in there as well. Your thoughts on, I don't like to say program, but the organization here as a whole and the consistency of winning?
Well, I have great respect for them because they're consistent. And that's what's so tough in this league is to become a consistent winner and be there each and every year. And this organization has done that. So I have great respect for that. Yeah, we have crossed paths quite a bit. And you guys have been beating up on us pretty good. So, for me to get a chance to be a part of what's going on here and has been going on for a long, long time, very thankful.
People look at your track records and the offense and the offenses you've touched over the years. Running backs particularly always jump out because a lot of undrafted guys, a lot of lower draft picks seem to have big seasons under you. You're inheriting an offense now that was last in the league in yards per carry. I can't think of that as a coincidence. What do you see from the group that's here and how your magic can work again?
Yeah, first off, for us, it's just a belief. I mean, we think to be successful and do what we do, you have to run the ball. So it's a commitment and a belief. And John shares that vision, so that's why it's very interesting to me. You look here, there's two great young backs here that have been doing it for a while. And it's our job to figure out what we think they do best and what they feel most comfortable with and then put them in positions to be successful. And that all starts up front. So, I know Juan here, known him well. Rick coming here with me to work with the quarterbacks, and Rick has a vast knowledge of everything offensively. He's been an offensive line coach and things. So, we got a good group together, coaches, and we need to go to work on putting these players in position.
It's a little interesting. You're inheriting a team that 2 years ago won the Super Bowl, consistently winning five straight trips to the postseason, winning a game in each of those postseasons. There's a quarterback that has a ring. There's a young wide receiver on the outside who's coming off of a 1,000-yard season. Dennis Pitta is a Pro Bowl caliber player when healthy. Ray Rice has been to a few Pro Bowls. But yet, the offense struggled last year. Do you look at the positives more to that or more of what has to get better?
Well, I mean, you look at the group, and it just tells you that if we can get it all going the right direction, then we can, get going positive here real quick. So, I mean, every coach, you're not going to be successful without good football players, and there's a lot of those in place that Ozzie and John have done a great job with. So, it's our job to go make that fit. But, there'll be a change here in what we're doing. We've got to try to cross paths and keep things as close as we can for the players so that we can make up some ground very quickly. But there's some great pieces to work with.
Joe Flacco has won a championship. He's a consistent winner. And statistically, he's an upper echelon quarterback. We know about the big contract. For whatever reason, he remains somewhat of a lightning rod in this community. You're coming from a place where the quarterbacks seem to be the lightning rod, almost in a really negative sense, I think, for the league and for fans across the league, even though I'm sure it was a small percentage. But in general, looking at what happened there and how quickly it went downhill from Matt Schaub to here, having a stable quarterback must have been a sticking point for you to take any job.
Well, that's very, very important. I mean, that's the key to success in this league and consistency. That guy's got to be the same guy for you week in and week out. And like I said, all you start with when you talk about Joe is the fact that he's won a world championship, and those things are hard to come by. And to be able to work with Joe from that standpoint and to talk to him and listen to how he wants to get better and how he wants to grow and how he wants to win another one, as a coach, it kind of fuels your fire.
As a visitor, M&T Bank Stadium, a tough place to come play?
Very tough. I told John that last night. Had some hard visits here. A lot of tough bus rides leaving that stadium, but it's nice to be a part of it now.
Your health, obviously you suffered a stroke last year. How is it? Any thought to take a year off for some time?
No, I'm fine. I mean, I've been myself probably a week after everything took place, so I'm doing fine. And, there really was no thought. I mean, I want to work. I want to go compete and go teach. But I'm really, really excited. And I said this a couple of times in a press conference. For me, after being a head coach the last 8 years, to get back in the meeting room with the players, to teach and be a part of that again. That's how I got to where I was as a head coach. I'm looking forward to going back there.
I should have mentioned this. You had a conversation over the phone today with Joe Flacco. What was said?
Just briefly, tell him hello, tell him I was excited, ask him what he was up to right now, and tell him we'll get back and get started. So, it's a new life for me and I guess for Joe in a lot of ways. So I'm looking forward to the relationship. I've been able to coach a lot of great ones, and I'm looking forward to coaching this one.
Last question, you bring Rick Dennison with you. What does he bring?
Well, he's first off, he's been running my show for me for a couple of years. I've been with him for many, many years, so we're familiar and where we go next as far as putting this thing together. Rick really helps me with the other coaches on the staff and making up ground real quick, and I just have a big comfort zone with him, and I think he's a tremendous teacher, and he has – you go back and look at his knowledge. I mean, Rick's done a little bit of everything in coaching, and he'll be a great addition to our staff.
Gary Kubiak, congratulations again, and welcome to town.
Thank you so much.